Terry David Jones, yours truly. Well, it seems like you're got health and wellness here. We've got great donuts.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's the Scott Spears Now program broadcasting live from the grand opening of Dunkin' Donuts. Can you believe that? 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue right here in Marion. Now, we've got the whole crew here with us today. Myself, Terry Packett's along for the ride. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, has a sequin red jacket on, and he is now standing in front of the Dunkin' Donuts here on Mount Vernon Avenue, so you cannot miss him, to be sure. WWGH Radio is going to be with you today for the next, what is it, 4-5 solid hours? We're going to have all kinds of stuff going on here. Dunkin' Donuts opening up in Marion. We did a Facebook post yesterday, and the return on that was absolutely amazing. Something like 36,000 people saw the Facebook post, and what fun that has been. To be here a part of this grand opening is a great thing. As many people know, there was a Dunkin' Donuts in Marion many years ago, right here on Mount Vernon Avenue, but they are reopened, reinvigorated, with a whole new store right here across from McDaniel on Route 95. Now, Terry, I'm going to ask you to come be a part of this broadcast here for a second. Come on over here, sit down, and the scene here at Dunkin' Donuts is really chaotic this morning. But I got in about 7:45. They did not open until 8 a.m. this morning, and that created quite a bottleneck here on Mount Vernon Avenue. And the bottleneck is here a little after 8 o'clock in the morning, and I think the bottleneck will absolutely continue all day long.
I agree. As a matter of fact, it was so bad I had to park on the other side of Dunkin'.
Now, Terry, I'm going to go over and check something. I want you to tell people a little bit about the Dunkin' brand that's been around for so many years.
Okay. The Dunkin' brand was actually known as Dunkin' Donuts up until, I believe, a year ago when they decided to drop the donuts, much like Domino's Pizza, who's now just known as Domino's. They are a multinational company, but they're really kind of emphasizing more of their beverage brand now rather than the donuts. They still obviously have donuts, but they're really just kind of trending more towards the beverage brand of the business. So that's basically a little bit about them. They also merged. They also, I believe, own Baskin Robbins too. Maybe the ice cream place. I think there's several of those around that are in business. So. They're based out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Terry, we're sounding great here this morning. Now, you'll want to check our face. Oh, the man with the plan has got the head over here on the broadcast. Ted, get in front of the microphone.
Let me go on over.
Now, here is the man, a sensation for 9 years now in the state of Ohio and all around the world. He's been on Dr. Phil. He's been on Dr. Oz.
I've been on Wendy Williams. I've been on Oprah, you name it.
And now you're live from a Dunkin' Donuts in Marion, Ohio.
Marion, Ohio.
The pinnacle. And with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there, Scott Spears and the fine people, Terry, my dear friend David Jones of Living in Balance, and we're having a good time. I'm looking at all of the patrons and the new. They're happy as hell. That's all I can say. People are riding here. They've got smiles, and, you know, it's like, is there a Tim Hortons? I'm not trying to bash Tim Hortons here, but
I'll tell you what, that is a slow line over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come on out. Let me come and take a picture with you or whatever. Come on out. And the location is where here?
1136 Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah. Come on over. Get a great donut. They've got great beverages. From what I understand, they've omitted the donuts. They want to feature all of their beverages here. And David's got some great water he'll tell you about. And we're just having a good old time here at the Dunkin' Donuts location, the new location for the grand opening of Dunkin'. At Dunkin', you can dunk it right here. I'm Ted Williams, your friend.
Scott, you know, we always wanted to do a morning show, and
yes,
you know what?
Did.
We're doing it.
We're
today.
Doing it right here.
And here we are. Now, it's interesting. Now, there's something we should mention for all the people driving around in their cars right now.
Okay.
Is that because of the COVID and because of
absolutely.
The health rules that are in place, there is a 12-person occupancy inside the Dunkin' Donuts here.
Okay.
So when you come, if there are more than 12 people in here, you will have to wait outside. But the line is moving so quickly that I don't think that's going to be an issue.
No, it's not whatsoever. And you know what? People are just, they're not even concerned about the big bottleneck here. You know what I mean? They're just happy to have Dunkin' here, and they're just driving right on through.
You know, Ted, when you're in radio, you thrive for mornings like these when you can get a bottleneck, when you know you're at the center of attention of where the town is this morning, and the center of Marion, Ohio this morning is at Dunkin' Donuts here on Mount Vernon Avenue.
That's right. That's right. And, excuse me, they've got a great management staff here, Carolyn, and Carolyn's waiting for you. She wants to meet some of the fine residents. And we're just going to have a good old time here today, all the way till noon. Huh?
Noon, straight up through noon. And now the Dunkin' Donuts mascot is here. What's the name of the mascot?
Oh, Dunky.
Dunky.
No, what is it? Cuffy.
Cuffy. All right. Cuffy. Now, how did Cuffy get his name?
Cuffy.
Cuffy.
Okay.
I know where Cuffy is. Ladies
the
mascot.
Gentlemen,
name.
Please welcome the lovely Cuffy.
The Cuffy is here.
Yeah.
Come on over, Cuffy.
Look at Cuffy. Cuffy is just adorable.
Cuffy is a fine mascot here, and I'm sure we'll be here most of the day today as Dunkin' Donuts opens up this new location.
Cuffy.
Ted Williams
we're
and Cuffy.
We're just one happy family. Oh, Cuffy's butt.
You have never seen anything like this in your life right now. You've never seen anything like this.
No,
Ted Williams in a Liberace jacket holding
Cuffy.
Cuffy
and I are going to go out here. We're going to wave with you. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Cuffy and I are going to come right back, Scott. But I want all of the listeners of WWGH, come on down. We've got great little giveaways later from where
we've got giveaways galore here this morning, Ted.
Okay, well, Cuffy and I are going to go and just wave at people.
All right, Cuffy and Ted are going to wave at people. Now, Terry, come back over a part of this broadcast. Well, get a picture of Cuffy and Ted out there waving. Now, if you're driving down Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion, Ohio right now, you are seeing a red sequin jacket. Now, that is the world-renowned man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, to be sure, and he is standing with Cuffy. Cuffy, the Dunkin' mascot. Now, a lot of people, I know, people in these cars, you ought to see their faces right now. They're taking pictures. We're a viral video sensation here this morning at Dunkin' Donuts. You have never seen anything the like of this. I assure you of that in Marion, Ohio. It is a happening. And if you are tuned into the radio, you are a happy person. Terry Tackett, Cuffy, and Ted Williams are running around in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. And let me tell you about this facility. The facility is absolutely state-of-the-art here at Dunkin'. Holy mackerel, there are balloons here. There are donuts here. There are cups. There are tables. There are all kinds of things in this beautiful facility, which was just recently constructed right here in Marion. Now, anybody can stop by today. Anybody within my listening reach at this point can stop by. Say hello to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Say hello to me. Say hello to Cuffy. We are going to be doing giveaways as this morning progresses. We have giveaways to give away, and we certainly are going to be giving them away. Now, I have already gotten a message that one of our listeners, our great listeners, Dustin Williams, out there listening this morning. Hello, Dustin. I know you're going to try to stop by later on. Meet the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Dustin, how are we sounding from your car this morning? Dustin is a great guy. He let us know earlier on we had a little bit of interference. Of course, that was us running over the news with the broadcast, but that's radio. That's live radio. That's how it works, and we hope we're coming through loud and clear. Dustin, I'm looking at my messenger right now. How do we sound, Dustin? That's what I want to know. Now, Dustin is a great guy as well as everybody else. And we're having a great time doing this. It is donuts. Where did Ted go? Is he out there with Cuffy still? Ted and Cuffy out in front of this fine location here. Now, the Dunkin' Donuts brand, now known as Dunkin', because they sell so many different items, it is not just donuts anymore, although they still have those very, very, very delicious donuts. Are we going to get a threesome here with Cuppy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get a picture of Ted, Cuppy, and myself. We'll get that picture taken. All right, well, you guys want to come over here? We'll get a free picture here together. Or you can just say, or, yeah, Gary can take it from that side again.
Okay.
Cuppy, get in a shot over here.
Oh, yeah. Let me come on in.
Now, here we are on live radio. Now, what's happening right now is I'm getting a picture with Ted Williams, Cuppy.
And little Cuppy.
Now, that silence there was me not trying to flap my jaw while a picture was being taken.
Yes.
You know, Ted, a state-of-the-art location here started being constructed late last year. Boy, do they get these places up quick now.
Up and running. And I tell you what, you know, I'm very concerned about this, the COVID thing here. I haven't been quite as masked as, or I practice the social distancing, but, you know, I don't live in fear. And one of the things that I noticed that everybody is concerned about is the fear factor involved with this coronavirus. So by all means, practice your social distancing at your own discretion, you know, and don't wait for the mandates and all of that to come through.
Golden Voice, there are a few things we want to talk about here this morning, but one of our devoted listeners, you know, we're all technology driven now. Mary Bickley says we're sounding good.
Oh, I love you, Mary, and yes, we are here. Did Mary get over here?
Yeah, Mary, we're going to be here till noon. Come over and get the donuts and get a picture with Ted Williams.
Yes, Mary. Mary, by all means.
We got Dustin Williams and Mary Bickley already checking in this morning, letting us know that we sound good.
There you go. Well, we're going to have a good time here. Scott, I love WWGH. You are my family, as you know. I wanted to know how some of our other hosts of other shows, how's the WWGH family doing?
Everybody's great. As you know, one of our broadcasting legends,
yes,
icon, Charlie Evans, over on the air for 52 years in Ohio, creator of Buckeye Chuck,
right,
sadly passed away over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a great long life, 85 years old, and it's interesting because when this was first announced that this was going to open,
yes,
back in October, I was on the air with Charlie, and we talked about donut eating contests and all the things he had done in radio over the years. But you know, the interesting thing is, Charlie did his last show on April the 8th and left us Memorial Day weekend. He never retired, and he never was going to.
Yeah, he was working till the very end.
Now, how about you, Ted? Do you want to go with the microphone in your hand?
I think I'll follow Charlie's footsteps in that manner,
So we definitely acknowledge...
How's your wife doing?
Doing well. Jeannie, and I know Jeannie listens every morning. Jeannie,
good morning, Jeannie.
Jeannie is a devoted listener, and we love her for that, as well as some of Charlie's kids, Amy and Angie and Kathy, I know, are devoted listeners as well, so we thank them.
The Charlie clan.
He was an original, and you had a chance to do some broadcasting with Charlie.
Absolutely. When you had that mall, when the station was located in the mall, we had a good time.
Well, you know, and it was interesting because when Charlie left us back on Memorial Day, not only was it front page in the Marion Star, half a page in the Columbus Dispatch, and the Associated Press reported on it.
Wow. Charlie, you're well missed.
Absolutely. Now, we've got Glenn Coble, we've got Mike Wilson, we've got Linda Sims.
You still have the guy, Seth Sellinger?
Seth Sellinger, he is not with us currently, but he was a good guy, good man. It's just a logistical issue with him being in Columbus.
Yeah.
But I say on Mondays, Pastor Whitaker. Pastor Whitaker is a very great, great guy.
Not from Deal Whitaker. Funeral services.
No. Pastor Whitaker is from the Prospect. He's from Prospect, as a church in Prospect.
Okay.
Does a great live show on WWDH Radio tonight, a matter of fact, 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
on WWDH Radio. Linda Sims will be on today from 4 to 5, and Adam the Computer Guy will be on today 2 to 3. So
Adam the Computer Guy. I was going to ask, I didn't know his name specifically. Yeah.
Adam the Computer Guy. And also, every Sunday and Wednesday from 6 10 to 7 p.m., we run the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon.
Oh, okay.
So it's a station.
Full lineup.
I hope I mentioned everybody, and if I didn't mention everybody, somebody will let me know, I'm sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to the day of having my own little podcast or with you guys.
Well, very soon it's going to happen. You know, this COVID thing kind of knocked everybody back a moment, but you know what? We're back up broadcasting, and I think today is a good sign, because people certainly are not staying home today. I'm surprised if Governor DeWine doesn't come down here with some handcuffs today.
Mandate us all to be quarantined in Duncan.
Oh, it's a good time. I'll tell you, though, I do have to say this for the governor.
How you doing, young lady?
Good to you.
All right, not too bad.
There you go.
Don't leave me here.
There we go.
elbow button. By the way, we are not shaking hands because during the COVID era, we do not shake hands. What we are currently doing are bumping elbows here at Duncan. And I hope that's the right thing to be saying, Duncan. Now, the signs I'm seeing right now say, Butter Pecan is best. All right. Simply delicious. It's a masterpiece here today, to be honest with you. It is as live a broadcast as live radio can get, and that's just what you want. You want a live broadcast like this. Highly fascinating, highly enjoyable, highly entertaining. It's hopefully what we are this morning, but please stop by. Now, we might see some special guests as the day goes along. I'm not really sure right now. Ted back with Cuppy again. Ted will soon be engaged to Cuppy. Keeps up.
I'm going to propose to Cuppy tonight.
It's going to be a Cuppy type of day.
And we'll have lots of cups.
Now, did you know, Ted, I thought this was interesting in the Duncan history, that William Rosenberg opened up Open Kettle in 1948, a restaurant selling donuts and coffee in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
So Open Kettle was the original name, 1948, Quincy, Massachusetts, and he changed the name in 1950 to Duncan Donuts after discussing it with executives.
Okay.
So the founder of Duncan Donuts is William Rosenberg. So the first person who comes in here and tells us the founder of Dunkin' Donuts was William Rosenberg,
okay,
we will give you a Dunkin' cup.
Hey.
Now, and double your money, double your fun here. If you can tell us, we'll give you three here. And don't come in and say all three, because we're not giving you three cups. Don't try that. But if you give us any bit of any of this information, we'll give you a cup. Somebody can tell us that William Rosenberg was the founder, that the original name was Open Kettle, and that it all started in 1948. Any of those facts will get you a cup, but you got to be the first one in here on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah,
that's the way it goes.
Come on in.
And we have orange cups to give away. We have white cups to give away, and these are not disposable cups. These are cups that will go on forever and ever.
Yes, until they change the name from Duncan to just Hold.
It just holds. That's the way it goes. All right. Now look at this. A frisbee here. Now, Ted, do you have a pen to autograph? We're going to get a pen.
You know what I do? I have a Sharpie over
here. Ted's going to get a Sharpie, and we're going to do some autographs here. All right. Yeah, and grab one of those, couple of those white cups, too. We have got the Duncan paraphernalia here right
that
now.
Is.
And this is exciting to be true. All right. Now we got a son who wants a picture as well. It's a hullabaloo here this morning at Duncan. It's hullabaloo, Terry. Join this broadcast. It's a hullabaloo.
It's a hullabaloo.
Here at Duncan. Now, as I said, anybody who stops in the next so on and so forth, 5 hours, I guess it will be here, that can tell us that William Rosenberg is the founder, that can tell us that Open Kettle was the original name, and that can tell us that it all started in 1948. You will get some kind of this merchandise, which is here with us today. An orange Duncan cup, a white Duncan cup, a Duncan frisbee.
And there's supposed to be on the table, keychain.
Can you grab a few more Duncan frisbees and a few more of those white cups? All right, we are doing a show here today. Cuppy is all the way live, and we are all, and a couple more of those white cups. All right, this is a thing to behold. This is our personal little stash over here at WWDH Radio, where the G stands for Good Golly Miss Molly. We're having a day today. All right. Now, we're going to put some of these cups over here. Now, Ted, what I want you to do for posterity of this event, we'll hang this in the studio, autograph this frisbee to the WWDH family.
All right.
A Duncan frisbee to the W... Are we sounding, Dustin? Well, you'll be right over. All right. Dustin is in the house here this morning, out doing his work and joining us here. Now,
I wonder what those things hold, you think?
Oh, well, that's pretty good. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe sign under it. There you go. All right. It is Duncan here.
Okay.
Now, they also have one of these self-order machines, which are kind of interesting. These have become a craze. over the last, I would say, 2 years. And so this is a real state-of-the-art location, which is kind of
cool.
There
you go.
All right, we're going to put that over here.
Hey.
Ned Williams, the man with the golden boot.
Oh, Mr.
Frisbee to the side.
I'm signing his shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me
take a picture of it. The shoe's being signed.
Wow. Let's see.
The man took his shoe off. Are you going to wear this shoe, son? All right.
Oh, bless his heart.
So that autograph will be going in about a week, but that's okay.
There you go. I love you, man.
Ned Williams just signed a
First
shoe.
First time I ever signed a shoe.
Oh, my goodness. History is being made here at Duncan this morning. Ted Williams has signed a shoe.
A shoe.
Now, of all the weird things, these are the cups we're doing.
Okay.
So, Ted, of all the weird things you've signed in your life, where does a shoe rank?
Top three.
Top three.
I had a lady one day come, and she had on some, you know what Daisy Dukes are.
I certainly do.
Okay, well, she came and wanted me to sign her posterior right on the back pocket while she had them on. So I was kind of thrown with that.
You know, you can tell you're a radio man to come up with the word posterior because we all try to get around those words.
Yeah, we
do it. So what was the other one of the three?
And then there was, what was it? It was something that, a cat.
A cat.
It was a cat, yeah.
Now, you know, it is rainy this morning. It is overcast here in Marion, Ohio, but that has not stopped the group from coming to Duncan here as they have opened this morning.
Yeah, you know, and it's very, 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 I have to say loyal. A loyal group of residents here in Marion who embrace grand openings and all. So I'm kind of very impressed.
You know, people come out for this sort of thing. They love to be there on day number one. They love to be there enjoying themselves. Because really, you know, in a world where groceries are being delivered now, where DoorDash is a thing, it's great to see people coming out to a restaurant.
That's right. That's right. And I know there's a lot of people that are very fearful of the idea of the, you know, COVID situation. But that everybody's in their vehicles just coming in by... I'm walking out here literally watching cars just pile in.
Right, I tell you, it has really, there is a literal bottleneck. And how many times in radio can we say we are parked behind a bottleneck?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
WWGH 107.1, right?
That's right.
That's right.
You got it.
So what's the address here again?
I believe 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue.
And William Rosenberg.
William Rosenberg was the original founder of...
Come on in with that answer. William Rosenberg.
Absolutely. Original Bill Rosenberg.
Oh, this guy must have won one already.
Yeah, that's right. Dustin coming over. How are you doing, Dustin?
I love Dustin.
So you were listening to the broadcast on the way in.
Yeah.
And how were we sounding?
You were sounding good. Your mic came on air a little bit early because I could hear all the background noise.
Oh, it's a hullabaloo here this morning.
Yeah, it is.
We've got Justin here. Justin.
Okay. So once we actually got on, how was the sound?
Sounds great.
All right, that's all we need. Yeah.
You guys, you can hear you guys. Between these people in the background.
That's always a worry, Ed, when you're doing a broadcast of this nature, is that when you're in the middle of a hullabaloo like they are right now, they overpower us. But apparently that's not happening, thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are we going to put William Rosenberg amongst the Ray Crocs and the Dave Thomases and all of that?
I certainly think he's
William
good.
Rosenberg.
William
Rose. I have to remember that.
And what was the original name of Duncan?
That one you got me on.
Open Kettle.
Open Kettle.
Open Kettle.
That's a heck of a name for a donut spot.
Well, that's what 2 years later they said.
Yeah.
That's out of here.
Open Kettle sounds like a popcorn joint.
Well, what year did they open?
1948.
Ah, wow. Let's put all this little trivia here.
Yeah, this is big trivia here.
1948 Dunkin' Donuts, known as the Open Kettle.
Now, we should mention that donuts is not spelled traditionally. D-O-U-T-H-N-U-T-S.
Uh-huh.
It's D-O-N-U-T-S. D-O-N-U-T-S. Or D-O-N-T-S.
The original name.
The original name.
Now,
that's exactly right.
I want to bring my friend in, David Jones.
Go right ahead.
Who, as you well know, Dave, you're going to have to speak over here.
I'm going to step out here for a second, and you can do that.
I'm going to talk to Dave. And
I'll be back.
Because I want everybody to know that you can have fun eating donuts and splurging, so to speak. You know, everybody likes to splurge, and they like to, Dave, listen, I was just telling the listeners that every now and then everybody likes to splurge and maybe go aside from their diet, you know, moves or. But you have living. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. It's been a while since we heard about Living in Balance and all. Dave, the platform is yours.
Yeah, I was working as a personal trainer, and two of the other trainers I worked with, they each came up to me individually, and they knew how much I love learning about the human body. They each shared something with me that they thought I would get really excited about.
Uh-huh.
One of them shared information about a company called Nikan that I have since shared with you today.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the other shared something called muscle activation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of these things focuses on balance, and there's a really interesting synergy how they feed off of each other. So when as I was learning about these two things, I realized I need to create a company that consists of these two things and allow me an opportunity to help people in ways that I was not able to help them as a personal trainer.
Okay.
So I called my business Live in Balance, because balance is the key to having the healthiest body possible and the happiest and most successful life possible.
Which we all want, you know, these days. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, you know, I know this is a hell of a segue to try to get you involved in, David, because, you know, cheating, can you still cheat a little bit on those kind of... you know, what do they call it, resolutions or anything where you're trying to eat healthy, but yet can you still live in balance with a little bit of cheat and a little bit of a routine or?
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. As a matter of fact, I was just looking up at the menu,
Yeah. And
they have a couple of healthy choices. They have one sandwich, it's called the Power Breakfast,
Okay. Where
it's egg whites and turkey sausage rather than the regular pork sausage.
Wow.
Because turkey's a better quality protein and it's lower in fat than a regular pork sausage. So even a place like a Dunkin' has healthy choices.
You can live in balance.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So even a place like this has healthy options on their menu.
Right. Absolutely, David. It brings me great pleasure to bring you here, because I have to say, the Nikan team that you work with, you know, got some great products, and including the water. Tell us a little bit about the water. First of all, that's my start. I don't drink water, and this is the only water that I've been able to really, you know, get down.
That's been a very powerful testimonial, too, because there's a lot of people like yourself that just don't like to taste the water, but they drink water because they know it's the healthy thing to do. But a lot of people have to doctor it up by, you know, turning it into Kool-Aid or adding something like a Crystal Light.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, to give it some flavor. Because they know water's good for them, but they just don't like the taste of plain water. And you were great.
What makes that water, I mean, Nikan water or the Pymag water, the best water?
What makes it so special, Pymag water, it's also referred to as living water, meaning that it actually gives the body a positive energy. And the whole thing about water is most people think hydration is simply how much water goes into your mouth.
Yeah.
Hydration is actually how much water is getting into your cells. It's about absorption, not consumption. And with this Pymag water, there's an interesting type of muscle testing called applied kinesiology, where I can use this muscle testing and I can get any person's body to tell me exactly what percentage of any beverage they will absorb into their cells. And when I test people for the water they're currently drinking, the highest absorption I've seen is 30%. That's all, just 30%.
Yeah, of regular water.
Yeah, of any bottled water, it's any of the name brands of bottled water, or even the store brands, like the Walmart or Kroger store brands.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, Ted, is when I test that same person for what percentage of the Pymag water they will absorb, every single person is above 95%.
Wow. The only water I can drink, David.
The difference is huge.
Yeah. And the water transformation from regular tap water into Nikan Pymag water? Yeah, what's that?
What makes it living water is that Nikan has two different products. One is a water bottle, so if you're on the go and you're moving around a lot,
yeah,
they have a water bottle you can take with you. You can put any water in that bottle, And there's an example, even the nasty water in Mexico, when you go to Mexico, they say don't drink the water because it makes you sick to your stomach.
Yeah.
They call it Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
I know of a couple that was on vacation in Mexico, and they took two of the Mecan water bottles with them.
Okay.
They filled it up with that nasty Mexico water, and neither one of them got sick.
Wow.
There's a filter. Inside the bottle, there's a filter that screws to the underside of the cap.
Taking regular dysentery-filled water.
And that filter will filter equal to or better than a kidney dialysis machine. So it's taking the bad stuff out really well, but what makes it living water, after the bad stuff is filtered out, there are two positive things that go into that water. One, if you've ever heard the word electrolytes, that's the fancy word for trace minerals.
Okay.
Those, like calcium, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, those minerals have to be there for your cells to take in that water and get hydrated. The second positive thing that happens to the water is that the water runs through a magnetic field. Magnetism is the energy of the earth. And when the water runs through a magnetic field, it's breaking up the clusters of water molecules into much smaller clusters, and that's what allows it to get into your cells and hydrate you. It's called microclustering.
Well, I'll tell you what, for people that are listening right now and aren't able to get to this broadcast or the grand opening, how do they get in contact with you, David?
They can go to my website. It's www.niken, that's nikken.com/na/live in balance. All one word, live in balance.
Okay.
That's my website. Or they can call me or text me at my cell phone, which is 614-984-9514.
Tell them you heard it right here on WWGH. Nice little turnout. What do you think about the turnout there, Dave?
Oh, it's amazing. We got here even before they opened up. There was already a long line for the drive-thru, like even before they were scheduled to open.
Good turnout from Marion, Ohio. Go, Marion. Go, Marion. You got a Dunkin' here. Hey, you know, it's you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM. Scott Spears, the GM, the PD, and all that, those great titles that run the great shop here. Scott, come on over here. We've just been chatting with David with Living in Balance, how you can live healthy and still have a delicious Dunkin'.
And that's the way to be. And you know what, Ted? We are approaching some interesting things here because we have been now at Dunkin' Grand Opening, which happened at 8 a.m. this morning, and we have yet, 46 minutes into the broadcast, had a donut.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to one, but...
I think Terry's looking at that right now. He's looking into that.
1948, Dunkin', it was conceived, and of course, let's see, the original name was Open Kettle and William Rosenberg.
William Rosenberg, you know your Dunkin' history today.
I know my Dunkin' history today.
And that's what we want to know. It is Dunkin' all the way here.
And we've got cuppies. We love our little cuppies.
And boy, I tell you, they are coming in here today with great speed and great tenacity and great movement. What a thing.
I'm waiting to take a picture with my fine friends who still have a little hope and faith and generosity with their smiles. That's all I want is a good smile.
Absolutely. And you know,
Frisbees, they're the Frisbees. Oh, well, come get a Frisbee.
Come get a Frisbee. You know, Frisbee, what a great game that was.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't see a lot of kids outside playing Frisbee anymore.
No.
What happened to the world?
Hey, it's a good game of practicing social distancing.
It certainly is. And that's what we're all about these days.
Yeah, actually, you can have your friend about 30 miles away from you and still fly a Frisbee.
You know, when you used to throw a Frisbee, you had to have a good cup on your arm.
Yeah.
You had to have a good wrist movement to make that Frisbee move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Ted, as we're here in our first hour, because it still is the morning, so 46 minutes past the hour here, I want to talk about a few things that we have not had a chance to talk about that are maybe not Dunkin' related. But what do you make of the name change of Aunt Jemima coming this fall? The name change, possibly, of Uncle Ben.
They're taking away historic value, you know? And for what it's worth, the Confederate flags as well, dropping them and then changing the name from the Washington Redskins. All of these things have been, you know, if it didn't happen 30 years ago or 40 years ago, why do it now, you know? I mean, why? Well, just because George Floyd was in an uncompromised position of dying at the hands of three ignorant policemen or, you know, that kind of thing. Don't bring, you know, you're taking away the family historic value of Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben.
Now, do you see Aunt Jemima as a divisive character?
No.
Some people do, apparently.
Yeah. You know, that black woman's been on a pancake box for a long time. We're here with Terry, who's photographing every single moment with us. And,
history.
Yeah, it's history. That's
it is
right.
History. This will never happen again. Duncan will be here forever.
Okay.
A first day will never happen again. That's why a grand opening, an introduction, an inception is so important.
Yeah, and I don't know why anybody, just think of the word Christmas. They've taken Christ out of the Christmas. Nobody's complaining about that. You know, you should have a lot of religious hierarchy, you know, coming up saying, why are you calling it Xmas? You know?
Well, that is interesting. But you know, the thing about it is, in retail, there's this whole thing about Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. I've never heard a store come up to somebody and say Happy Holidays. They don't tell you to do that. I mean,
yeah.
You just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know that anybody ever did go bananas and do that.
So the new names are no longer, so what do you call it, just Jemima?
You know, I don't know yet. In the fall, we're supposed to figure out what the new name's going to be. My guess would be it'll be something to do with Quaker Oats, because Quaker Oats is the parent company of
Aunt Jemima. Oh, Lord, we're going to have a bunch of Quaker people coming around.
That white-haired guy.
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
I don't know. Yeah. He looks like Ben Franklin.
He does look a little like Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen... have you ever seen a Quaker out in society?
Yeah.
You have?
No.
Like him?
No, not like him. No. But what do they call the people that live in Pennsylvania? Are they Quakers? No.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Did you know Richard Nixon, our former president, was a Quaker?
Is that right?
I don't think he practiced, but he was a Quaker.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Not Mormons, but don't they answer the Amish? I'm sorry.
Amish.
Okay.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
That's right. I'm kind of confusing them together, you know.
Now, do you like going to Amish country? Because Ohio, we have a big Amish population.
I want to go. I want to, you know, see the heaters that they make.
Yeah, they do. They do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
The Amish are a very industrious people.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'd love to go through the Amish community.
You know, and
you're a golden voice. Never heard of you.
And I hear
we don't have TV.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a group of people today who live without cell phones, who live without televisions, who live without technology in general?
And you know what? You ever see that commercial on TV? I believe it's a progressive auto where the Quaker family or the Amish family is sitting there tap dancing, you know, while they're eating.
You know, somebody the other, now can you believe this? Maybe you've seen it, Ted. I had not seen it.
Okay.
Somebody the other day told me there was a program on television called Amish Mafia.
Oh my God!
I thought, what do they do? Pitch in the back of the head with a butter churn?
I ride away in on a buggy.
Yeah, I mean, what is this?
Wow.
Not reality,
Amish,
is it?
No, Amish Mafia.
Amish Mafia. Now, I think they might have been pulling my leg, but yeah. I don't know.
Friday, it's an all-new Amish Mafia.
Doesn't that sound ridiculous? But I don't put anything back to television executive these days.
I put James Gandolfini on it. No, well, he's passed away.
The late, great James Gandolfini.
Yes, I love him, man. I still look at Soprano reruns.
You know, that show was revolutionary, not only because of the language, but because of the things that happened on that show.
Oh, man, it was something.
My goodness.
They had everything covered.
Blood and lesbian identity.
Adultery, all kinds of things.
And you know something? They did that was very revolutionary on The Sopranos was they would kill regular characters.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Those writers there, they were superb. And then they later on got a series called The Wire.
The same
writers. And that was just as prolific as Sopranos.
You know, and those programs were absolutely magnificent. And we're absolutely magnificent here today. Are you doing video this time, Terry? No, we're still on the pictures? All right. We got video, we got pictures. You know, this is technology for you, man.
Yes, and we're right here live on Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion at the newly grand opening of Duncan.
Now, Duncan and Puppy and Ted and the whole group are here, and the bottleneck is still bottleneck.
I am hungry.
Right, Harry, do we have a dozen donuts coming for the broadcast here? All right.
Very
an assortment. We're going to get them? All right. An assortment of donuts will be coming momentarily.
Yeah,
now,
just,
Harry,
I just want a little
something. You said that it's so hot. Okay? You said it was going to be, you know.
It's the grand opening of the Dunkin' here on Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio. I'm with Scott Spears, WWGH Donuts.
Now, are you a donut lover?
Not really. I was going to say, I'll take a plea donut.
Well, I thought we would do, we're going to do a donut taste test.
Oh, okay. That's
fun. That's going to be fun coming up here. And how many donuts will you eat over the course of this broadcast?
As hungry as I am, it might be a surprise to you. I might eat a half a dozen.
Because we're not going, it's not going to be like a stuff your face type of thing, but we're going to keep track here, and
okay.
It will be at the end of the day, how many donuts will the Golden Pass
eat? And we will give you a five-star rating of it.
Right, and we are, now when the donuts show up, we'll get a nice picture of this so everybody can see the donuts and the golden voice and everything together here. Now remember, we will be taking our normal breaks at the top of every hour because that's what we do. Oh, we're getting another message here from one of our devoted listeners out there.
Right.
You can still hit us on Facebook Messenger. We don't have a toll-free line today, but we do have a Facebook Messenger. All Amish have cell phones and generators. We are wrong. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Franny. Francis, let us know that they do have a way to communicate out there.
We're communicating right here. We don't need telephones. We don't need anything.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got the whole broadcast going on here.
Well, I want you to know the Amish community has made a lot of contributions, and as you mentioned, they're an industrious group of people. Yeah.
They really are.
And they have made some great contributions. They're great people.
And they don't pay for gasoline.
Do they pay taxes and stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in Pennsylvania, what? Isn't that a commonwealth? Okay.
Well, you know what? My understanding, well, the Native Americans don't pay taxes. I think the Amish do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they pay taxes on at this point.
Yeah.
They churn their own butter. That's how you get around the tax system here in America.
Yes.
Just make it yourself. That's all you have to do.
Well, we're at the Dunkin' location. It's right across the street from Wendy's. And what is this, near the downtown area of Marion?
Oh, this is Mount Vernon Avenue. This is the busiest street in Marion, Mount Vernon Avenue, also known as Route 95, or if you're from Southern Ohio, Route 95.
Route 95, okay. So it is a focal point.
It's a focal point. Wendy's right across the street over here. Everything's on this road, from Walmart to Meijer. What do you think, Ted, as this week progresses? They're coming at the break. All right, and the break comes in 7 minutes.
Okay.
Our break comes in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And the break is coming. All right.
Hey, take care, man.
One of our great listeners here thanking Ted for his contributions.
Okay.
So on and so forth as we go here today.
Oh, yeah. All right, brother. Y'all have a good one. See you later, baby girl.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm also learning that their ladies are the biggest buyers of something that I might not want to mention on the air, so says Francis. During the break, Ted.
Okay, that's great.
I can't imagine.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
We love you, Franny.
You never know.
What about Mommy?
Yes.
So, Francis and Mary Bickley out there today. We hope Marion will be able to stop by later on. And the whole
family. Come on, Francis. Put the shoes on. Come on out.
Francis was here.
That's
she started the. She was customer number one this morning at Dunkin'.
Hey, my love, Franny.
Absolutely. Okay, this is a better way to put it. She's right. Nightwear. They're the number. Amish women are the number one buyer of nightwear.
Okay. Is that why they went to Dunkin' all the time?
I don't know what that means. 57 minutes past the hour here on a beautiful Tuesday morning, grand opening of Dunkin'.
Yes, unfortunately, we can't have no sunshine, but we can keep sunshine with our spirit, our ways of. You can always put sunshine in anywhere you go.
And
just,
we will.
Just by a great smile.
And we will be coming back with donuts.
Yes.
In the 9 o'clock hour.
With Dustin.
With Dustin and the donuts. And I'll tell you what, it is a bottleneck in here right now. I see dozens and dozens of donuts leaving, and Cuppy is here having a great time, and so are all the great Dunkin' employees. By the way, there is not a Dunkin' employee in here who is not wearing a mask.
That's
they
right.
are doing protocol as they should.
Love it. Hey, girls, how you doing?
Now, if you do want to say hello to us, we will be here through noon today at the grand opening of the Dunkin' Donuts, 58 minutes past the hour. We're going to break here in about 2 minutes,
okay.
And we're coming back at 9:15 strong.
And it's the grand opening of Dunkin', not for the donuts. We're
the donuts is here. Oh, my word. Let's check it. Now, let's get some pictures before Ted gets into
this. Yes, absolutely.
All right, Ted, you want to...
Yeah.
You want to come from that side?
Oh, look at that.
Hold the donuts here, Ted.
Wait.
Oh, man. It's going to be action momentarily.
Yes. We love it.
Total balls.
For our listeners, this is a test.
Perfect.
Okay. Of the emergency stuff.
Wasn't it funny how we put the box right over the microphone there? That was great. We're having a time.
There you go.
At the Dunkin' Donuts in Marion, 59 minutes past the hour.
Now, what would be considered a plain donut?
That's good. I'll say that looks good.
All right, here we go. You know what? We are going to go to break here momentarily. I'm going to check in at the studio and see what's going on. But this is Scott Spears with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, right here on Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion, Ohio. Hey, 10 seconds. We're going to time this right. Ted can't talk anymore. He's got a donut in his jaw. You know, we're going to break. We'll be back.
You're listening to WWG.